9 here on News Radio 92.3. I am Andrew McKay. It's Spence Cola Morning News. Good to have you with us. You can always follow us on Facebook, News Radio 92.3. See the stories that are going on that we're sharing over there. Speaking of good news and always good information, Lisa Newell is a publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday, and we preview it for you a little bit in the morning. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Andrew, do you know what today is, or tomorrow is, actually?
I do, but you go ahead and tell it.
Well, you know, not only was it a freaking global pandemic, mm-hmm. but a hurricane, and then we lost our bridge.
Yeah.
We lost the Pensacola Bay Bridge. It's all like such a, it seems so long ago. It was such a nightmare, though, for all the people who were affected. It took out, you know, our lifeline to Pensacola, which most of the people who live in Santa Rosa County either work or shop or something in Escambia County. So it was a very big inconvenience for a long, long, long time. And we're still waiting on some kind of a resolution about what's going to happen with that. It doesn't look good, but, you know, things take a long time. Justice, the wheels of justice turn very slowly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, 2 years ago tomorrow was the actual landfall, yeah. Like you said. It's just, and it is. It does seem like it was a long time ago, but we still have things that haven't been fixed, and the base took $500 million worth of damage. I mean, you know, it's really, really bad stuff. We also have a good news note on city parks getting a lot of upgrades, right?
Yes, the city parks. There is a fishing grant that came through from NERDA and also from FWC, and they're going to get between Starline Park, Vista Park, and Woodlands Park $1 million to upgrade those parks and the recreation facilities so that there will be all kinds of amenities there. I think at Woodlands Park they're going to get a new floating dock. There's just a whole lot. We have a list of them, of the things that they're going to get, but it's a wonderful, wonderful to get this free money, I have to say. Free money is always good. And so it's going to upgrade some of the experiences that people can have and get closer to the water and maybe catch dinner.
Yeah,
nice.
I wish we didn't have to pay through the taxes or through the inflation for it. But yeah, I know, you know, if the money's going to be spent, I'd rather have it and use it than, you know, somebody else waste it or whatever. You and I have talked about this last week, the ongoing flooding issues on Willow Lane there just east of the new apartment complex in front of the Tiger Point Golf Course. What do we have now? What's going on?
There was a meeting from some of the county engineers and county officials came down and saw what was going on and met with them. They started pumping from one of the larger ponds into a smaller pond, which will then be hopefully pumped into the Sound, trying to do a short-term fix, and then they're also looking at a long-term fix. Obviously, these people are very unhappy because they've had water in their homes, water in their garages, water in their yards, and we haven't really had a hurricane or a tropical storm, so imagine what could happen in that situation. So, obviously, we're happy that the county has made a quick response for it, and, of course, we also had planning on Greenbrier. And I think that they say was due to they had a mitigation project several years ago to alleviate flooding over there, but they say that the utility work that's been done around on Highway 98 in advance of the widening of Highway 98 in that area is part of the reason why that flooded. And so they had pumps. I believe those pumps were put out by FWC to alleviate that flooding. It's dry now, which is good news.
And by the way, you know what? I just want to give a little bit of a side note here. Whenever something like this, like the flooding kind of thing happens, or Tibet Drive, or just seems like almost anything, a lot of our local elected officials do good work. It seems like Colton Wright is always ahead of it. Or like he's always right in the, like, I will text him and ask him, you know, hey, what's going on? I've been working on this for 3 months, you know? Okay. So like, so kudos to him. I know he's working on the Willow Lane thing too. And I just, you know, it's, we don't always get to say, hey, thank you.
And, and I do appreciate the fact that he is willing to speak to the media and tell everyone what's going on. He's the kind of guy that is very open and honest. And if something isn't being done, you know, he will let you know and he'll get right on it. So
absolutely.
He doesn't try to gaslight you at all. I like that about him.
Agreed. We've also got news about Jolly Holiday changes.
Yeah, so the past few years, of course, have had the COVID, and there's been some changes. They had the reverse holiday parade. Now they're going to make a few changes this year for the holiday parade. It's going to be a lot shorter. The route is going to go from the high school to the rec center, and that's going to be a 4 o'clock in the afternoon parade. So a lot shorter, and it's going to be in the afternoon. And the reason it's going to be in the afternoon is because they're going to have a holiday market that's going to be in the rec center, the community center, that morning, and they're looking for people who want to participate, you know, bringing in, you know, crafts or foods or whatever they want to sell.
Nice.
At that deal. So it's going to be called the Jolly Holiday
Candy
Market.
By the way, Candy gave you a heck yeah. Big
like,
heck yeah.
Yeah.
She's excited.
Yeah. I don't have anything to sell, but I got lots I want to buy.
Go ahead, Lisa.
So it should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
No,
so we're looking
great.
Forward to that. And that's going to be on Saturday, December the 3rd.
And okay, so Saturday, December 3rd. And now what is this about? The Gulf Breeze Middle is getting a new sign?
Yes, Gulf Breeze Middle School got a brand new sign. They were the ones who, everyone had an electronic sign, all the other schools on Howie Mandy had them. And they said they were the middle child. Isn't that hilarious? Because it's a middle school.
It's funny.
And they ended up having a lot of fundraising. They have a really great PTO president who also was in middle school. I mean, it was elementary school, and she was PTO president there, Ingrid Hewitt. And she is a magician. She gets all kinds of money donated. They raised money, and they also had some donations from some, like from the city, the CRA, and they got a brand new electronic sign. So now they feel like they're grown up and get to show everything with it that's going on with their electronic sign. So they're very happy. We have a little story about that.
We're a real little school. No, I love that. That's fantastic. That's great. All kinds of stuff in the paper.
No longer the middle child.
Exactly right. All kinds of stuff in the paper. The Gulf Breeze News comes out on Thursdays. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Lisa, as always, thanks for the good information. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you in the breeze.